CD 2, Track 4. 1.
I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you all to the Book Festival, which is taking place this Saturday in the main exhibition centre. The festival always attracts a lot of famous book authors, so you'll have the chance to meet them and get their autographs. However, the main idea behind the festival is to discover new talents among school and university students. If you feel ready to write a short story, come to the festival and take part in our competition. If you win, your story will be published by all major publishers. Don't miss this golden opportunity to become famous.
2.
So, Barbara, what types of books do you read most often?
Well, I read everything and anything. I couldn't imagine my life without books. I read every day and everywhere, even on the way to school or during school break. I don't mind any types of stories, but what I dislike are books available only electronically. Some authors only publish their books like that, and then I don't read them no matter how good they might be. Call me old-fashioned, but that's what I do.
3.
Some people say that young people will only be interested in easy-to-read stories full of action, like thrillers. It's true of some youngsters, but I think that the majority of young readers will be looking for something fresh. The vampire craze will eventually disappear, and I believe it will be replaced by some new trends. Although thrillers and vampire stories will still appeal to some readers, most young people will be reading new versions of children's stories. The stories will be retold to suit a more adult-like audience. Anyway, books won't lose their appeal, which is the most important thing.
4.
Do you think that people will be going to the cinema in the future?
Well, I hope so. I can't imagine my life without the cinema. Watching films on DVD or the internet is not the same as on the big screen, is it?
No, not at all. But when I look at how many people sit next to me in the cinema, it makes me worry. Sometimes I'm even the only person there.
Yes, it's happened to me too. But I heard from a friend who owns a small cinema that after years of fascination with DVDs and home cinemas, people are coming back.
Good news then, because some brilliant film directors would lose their jobs otherwise, and I wouldn't be able to watch their movies anymore.
5.
Generally speaking, I'm interested in all forms of art. Recently, I've become very keen on the theatre, mainly because of my best friend who keeps inviting me to various theatre shows. She likes musicals and comedies, but I find them a bit uninteresting. What I discovered are the theatre adaptations of different books, which I enjoy watching the most. The stories are familiar to me and I can see the action on stage rather than just imagine it as I read the story. It's a fantastic feeling.
6.
Mark, do you prefer modern or traditional art?
I'm not sure I find art interesting in the first place. Maybe music or the cinema. And you?
Just the opposite. I'm into art and I spend my weekends taking part in cultural events of all kinds. Why don't you come along one day?
Maybe, but what would we do?
Well, last weekend I enjoyed a visit to an art exhibition showing modern paintings, and then I visited the Museum of Cartoons. Both were great, although I preferred the first one. The pieces of art were very imaginative, more than the cartoons.
Well, I don't think it'd interest me too much, I'm afraid.
What a shame.